Bum, 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 bum.
Meow, 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 meow.
Meow. Oh, we should have brought up our new song, man. Oh, whatever. This is very important, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah, our new
song. We'll get into it.
Fudge. Oh, heck.
Now, listen. This is very important. You listeners can see me this very weekend, November 15th, 16th, and 17th at the Comedy Club on State Street in Madison, Wisconsin. Hands down, one of my favorite clubs. And guess what?
What, chicken?
I think we're going to sell it out. I think we're going to sell out
I hope you do.
All the shows. And I hope you mommies help me do that. So come see the Jeans Alive. November 15, 16, and 17, Madison, Wisconsin. And then we'll be in Calgary, December 6th to the 8th at the Laugh Shop and at the Blackfoot Inn there. And then the Jeans might come with me. Are you going to come with me?
I think so, because it's so close to the holidays.
Yeah, to Manfredisco.
Manfredisco at Cobbs.
Cobbs, and that is December 21 through 23. So all you San Francisco treats, come and see me, and you'll get to see Tina Jeans as well.
I'll just do like guest spots,
yeah,
what they call that.
Yeah, you'll do guest spots, but you'll get to see both of your mothers on stage. It's pretty
That's for two mommies, one ticket. Two
one
mommies,
show. Yeah.
One deal in Manfredisco, California.
Yeah.
So, is that it, Jeans?
That's
Are
it.
Those your
Where
dates?
Can they see you?
Guys, come see me. I'm going to be at Hartford, Connecticut, at the Hartford Funny Bone, November 15th through 18th. That's this week, you guys. Get your tickets. Get your ticks. And then I do like home for the holidays, and then I go to Schenectady, New York, for one night only.
Schenectady?
Yeah.
Schenectady, right?
Is that how you say that?
It's Schenectady?
Yeah. Oh, shit, I think you're right, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, Schenectady, New York. It's called the Pumps and Punchlines Tour. It's me and a bunch of broads in the theater in Schenectady.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. And then the new year, and then it's calendar. Oh, listen, I announced a bunch of dates. Did you put them up yet, Jeans, your dates for next year?
No, I didn't put the 2013 stuff up yet.
Okay, well, my husband's a slacker, but guys, I put my dates on there for 2013. Come look,
it's
see if I'm
dates.
Coming to your city.
Yeah.
Jeans and I here are going to try to work out and do some stuff together.
Yeah, well, more on that later, as they say.
Oh, I don't want to blow our load so early.
Yeah. That is the dates. That is as they say, them's is the dates.
Is that what they say?
That's what they say. Also, we like to remind you to check out our friends, our home at allthingscomedy.com.
Yeah.
It's where we hang out and we do our thing with our buddies. This week, why don't you check out Harlan Williams? He's the voice of Monster Krumholtz in the animated series Robot and Monster on Nickelodeon. And that's rad. And our good buddy Tom Rhodes, who you
love
went to
Tom Rhodes.
Amsterdam with. He's like the mayor of Amsterdam, right?
Yep.
He has a 1-hour special.
Good.
Light, Sweet, Crude. And it just became available on Netflix. So you should check it out. He's a great comic.
Tom's a great comic, a great human being, and very, very insightful person.
Yeah.
And fun, too. He likes
I'm jealous that you got to hang out with him. I never even met him.
Maybe when he wants to come on this show, we should have him.
We should have him. Yeah. And then Maz Jobrani.
Jobrani.
One of those Persians that's not such a bad guy.
One of those.
He has a crowdfunding. Crowdfunding?
No, I think you mean like one of those things where people give you money.
Fundraising? Yeah. Why is it called crowdfunding?
I don't, dude.
You guys need to check your copy, All Things Comedy.
You
what the fuck?
Check your copy.
Crowdfunding?
How crowdfunding am I supposed to read campaign. The dang thing?
How about a fundraising campaign?
Come on, Theo.
For his movie, Jimmy Vestwood, American Hero. And it's supposed to be a really funny movie that they're trying to get together. You can check it out. Go to Maz Jobrani's website, and you can see a link to his campaign and what it's all about. So we highly recommend doing that. Ladies and gentlemen, it is with great joy that we tell you that this episode of Your Mom's House is brought to you by Stamps.com. And let me tell you this.
What's that?
In the time it takes you to go to the post office, you could probably finish a handful of other important tasks on your busy schedule. Why keep wasting time like that? You can go to Stamps.com to get the postage right from your desk, which is exactly what we do. And actually, this is a great time to point out.
Time waster.
Last week, I was out of town. You were here.
Yeah.
You sent out a couple of packages that you didn't use Stamps.com for because...
Because I couldn't find the gosh darn scale.
And you told me I had to write them all out. I had to drive to the post office.
It was the worst day.
We went backwards.
Tom, it was the worst day of my life.
We went back to 2011 last week.
No, it was the worst day of my life. I had to handwrite the gosh dang things and then go down to the post. I couldn't even find the post office because it's a new neighborhood.
I know.
Stand in line, and the woman behind the register drooled as she was helping.
That's what happens when you don't use your Stamps.com account.
No.
Listen, with Stamps.com, you can buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package using your own computer and printer. Get everything from Stamps.com. Shipping labels, instant you need it, 24/7. And you just hand your mail to the mailman. You'll never have to go to the post office again.
You schedule a pickup, and you won't even have to hand it to the guy.
Look, we use Stamps.com.
Leave on your doorstep.
Or as I should say, we're back to using Stamps.com. Yeah,
we found the scale.
I know. Well,
thank God.
It's back. So here's a special offer. Right now, we have a special offer for you. When you go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, type in the word MOM, M-O-M. M-O-M, Mom. It's a no-risk trial. $110 bonus offer. You get a digital scale, which is pretty rad. And then you get $55 in free postage.
Nuh-uh.
That means you can mail dogs. You can put a dog in a package.
Yes, you can seal
That's
it
enough
up tight.
Money. Yeah, so don't wait, guys. Go to Stamps.com, click on that microphone, click on the microphone, type in the word Mom.
Do you even know what a microphone is, do
and
you?
And get that awesome offer. Thanks, Stamps.com. You ready to start the show, Jeans?
I'm ready.
Let's go! Okay! Get your fat ass over there, Private Pile. Oh, that's right, Private Pile. Don't make any fucking effort to get up to the top of the fucking obstacle. If God wanted you up there, he would have miracled your ass up there by now, wouldn't he?
Say it, sir!
Get your fat ass up there, Pile!
Say it,
sir! What the hell is the matter with you anyway? I bet you if there was some pussy up there on top of that obstacle, you could get up there, couldn't you?
Say it, sir!
Your ass looks like about 150 pounds of chew bubble gum, Pile, you know that?
Say it, sir!
Oh, get theirs. Get up there, Pile! Pull! Pull, Pile, pull! One pull-up, Pile, come on, pull! You gotta be shitting me, Pile! Get your ass up there! Do you mean to tell me that you cannot do one single pull-up? You are a worthless piece of shit, Pile! Get out of my face! Get
up here! I can't get enough of it.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura. Tom Segura.
Christina Pajitsky. Christina
Pajitsky. Welcome to your mom's house.
Dude, that's classic audio for me.
Oh,
do you know that in high school and college, that was like the prime comedy for me? The first half of Full Metal Jacket's the funniest movie on the planet.
You know the significance of that, right? Why we're playing that?
No.
It's Veterans Day.
Oh, yeah. It's Veterans Days.
Yeah.
It's a Veterans Day.
Yeah,
can you turn me up and my mommy?
That's over there.
I know, but I feel like I'm turning it. Okay, maybe that's better. Yeah. I still feel weird. It doesn't feel.
Really?
Yeah, I hear it. I feel muffly.
You feel muffly?
Okay, there you go. Now I can hear you better.
Yeah. I don't know.
I like when he goes, you're bouncing.
That was...
And then when he goes, choke yourself.
Whoa.
Oh, sorry.
That was really loud.
Choke yourself. God damn it, with my hand, choke yourself. And he makes him choke himself.
Yeah. I mean, it's Veterans Day, man. You know?
I know.
So, Semper Fi.
Semper Fi, soldiers.
Shout out to Top Dog. For his
big shouts.
Loyal service to our country and to any of our listeners that are active military or have served, we salute you.
Yes, thank you, jeans.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for keeping your camouflage jeans high and tight.
That's absolutely right.
For this whole country.
We don't know, I don't know if anybody knows how important and awesome you guys are. We try to appreciate you as often as we can, you know?
Oh yeah, dude. The military, a lot of people, I don't know, when I went to Afghanistan, I realized that those people never rest. When you're in the military,
yeah,
like even just my schedule of kind of walking around with these people was like exhausting, and I wouldn't last a day in the military, is what I realized.
Yeah, I know, it's tough, man. I have a lot of military in my family, you know.
You do. You got your pops and
my sister.
Oh shoot, that's right.
We'll get into that, by the way, later in this episode. We have a wonderfully detailed interview with Maria.
Oh my God, seriously?
Yes, we do have her. And we talk about all kinds of things. We talk about bikes. We talk about
bikes.
Her military enlistment process. Talk about cooking. There's just all kinds of stuff, and there are some real gems in it. We'll get to that.
Hold
just
on, I got
a little
pour.
Bit later. Okay,
I got a pour here. Listen, here's the sound of fun. That means the mommies are settled
That's
in.
That's settled in.
That's Tuesday
settled
night
in for the show.
Is it Tuesday? No, it's Monday. It's Monday night as we do this.
Well, we have, but we can't do it tomorrow night.
I know, we're busy.
And
wait, can we do this really quickly?
Sure.
Can we ask Siri something really quick?
Oh, yeah. We were having fun with our new iPhones.
We finally got an upgrade.
Yeah, we've had the same phones for almost 3 years, so we we got new phones.
So there's the Ask Siri function here.
So.
And we decided to ask Siri probably the most important question.
There is no more important question ever.
All right, let's get it. Hold on. Siri, where are the dudes at?
I found 15 places matching the dudes. 10 of them are fairly close to you.
Where the dudes at?
Here's what's close to us. The duty dude, the county park, the peanut dudes,
all right,
dude with a truck.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of dudes.
It's a lot of dudes.
That is a lot of dudes. Thanks, Siri.
Thanks, Siri.
You should, as a listener, ask your Siri where the dudes are at and see if you have as much luck as we do. Apparently, there are 15 places that have the dudes.
She knows where they are.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Can we ask Siri this question? Hold on. Siri, why are you such a dumb cunt?
That doesn't sound good.
Endless fun with this
endless
one.
Endless fun. You know, people have been doing this, though, for...
I know. We're a little behind the curve here, but it's still childish and fun.
It's so much fun.
Who cares?
Of course.
Here's your
it
wine.
Is.
Some more wine, Cindy?
Thanks, Cindy.
No problem.
More wine, Cindy?
So wait, what were we talking about? So Maria gave you the audio.
You haven't heard any of it.
Yeah. No. But I have a feeling I know where it's going to go.
That's the best part about this is that she never knows. Well, I had a pretty fun weekend. I went on the Death Squad tour.
Oh, okay. All right.
I got to go to Dayton, Ohio, Cincinnati, and Columbus, perform for a bunch of Death Squad fans and many mommies. And I have to brag a little bit. I think of all the Death Squad shows, all the things that have come out of that lovely podcast network, I think we have the best fans.
Hands down.
Because you would see all the fans there together. Like there were Naughty Show fans, obviously Joe Rogan fans, fans of multiple podcasts that Red Band produces. And then there were the fans that were distinctly... our fans,
yes,
the most polite,
easily,
the best behaved,
yes,
the most attentive,
yes,
the most gracious, thankful. I'm not saying anything, but I'm saying you guys are good.
I think I know what you're saying.
Yeah, seriously, they really are.
I know, and you know that I can tell now who's a mommy in the audience. I was in Schaumburg this week, and it was a last minute. I was like last minute, replacement for someone, so you didn't have a lot of time to advertise, but I'm telling you, I can look in the audience and I can see who's kind of really listening attentively.
Yeah.
And maybe got a little bit of an alternative vibe.
Yeah.
Maybe
fun,
a tattoo,
man.
Maybe a sleeve.
Yep. Maybe a piercing
maybe,
somewhere on the face.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. And
I love
here's
them.
Here's the thing. We don't have it all finalized yet, so we can't really tell you for sure where it's going to be, but the experience of this past weekend has made it so that in 2013, not only are we going to do our club dates that you know, we always do at all the stand-up clubs, but there's going to be at least a couple mommies only.
Mommies only
type of,
I like that,
shows where it's going to be Christina and I, maybe somebody will join us, and we will do a show, probably a one night kind of affair where, you know, we'll book out some type of venue. Might be a comedy club, might be a bar, might be a black box theater, some type of place, and we're going to do shows just for fans, people who know
it's
us.
It's one night, jeans only.
Yeah. Jeans up,
jeans
high and
up,
tight.
High and tight in your neighborhood.
It's the kind of thing that we've been talking about wanting to do, and you know, I think it's gonna be pretty awesome. You know?
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
What's this? Oh, okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying.
What's going on here?
You like this. You've been singing this for a while. Oh, yeah. Is this Taylor?
Here's my number, so call me mommy. It's so dumb.
So much fun. We've been singing this for months, too.
I know. How did we not sing it on the show? It's so retarded of us.
I don't know.
We are fucking retarded.
I know. It's good, though. It's good.
Yeah. So...
Call me,
look for those. Oh, and this is another quick show note.
Sweating from
we
that.
We have a new t-shirt that's coming out that is fucking rad. And it's not out yet, so there'll be more on that later. But here's the thing I wanted to tell you. So the Kingfish shirt is going to be...
extinct.
Yeah, it's going to be fading out. There are...
those fish have been caught.
The fish have been caught.
Out of the water.
We've caught them all. It's on sale on the website, on yourmomshousepodcast.com. If you've ever thought about getting the Kingfish shirt, we only have a few sizes left, double X and triple X, big boys.
Now is the time.
All the big fellas, if you've always wanted one, they're over 20% off. So go to yourmomshousepodcast.com, click on the store, and Kingfish shirts, double X, triple X.
Actually, and can I tell you what I've been doing, is I get shirts big on the internet, and then I just cut them up.
Yeah, if you're a chick, you can do it.
Yeah, if you're
does.
A girl, you get like, I got this one, like, these colors don't run shirt, like in Cracker Barrel.
These colors do not run.
And there's like an American Eagle, and of course they don't make that in women's sizes, so I just bought it, and then I modified it to my life. You can make a little stylish shirt.
The new shirt is going to be...
Tom, wait a minute. Have
phenomenal.
You been wearing this Kingfish shirt all day?
Yeah.
Babe, you slept in that.
No, I didn't.
Remember when I came home this morning from the airport and I was wearing my Kingfish shirt?
Yeah,
and then you got out of bed and you were wearing your...
I got out of bed and put it on.
Oh, I thought you slept in it. I thought it was like your wingman shirt
where
you grow, you live in it.
No, I just put it...
Okay. Well, I didn't know.
Remember when we went to...
yeah, I know. That's why I'm bringing it up.
No.
I remember.
When we went to get a massage a week ago.
Yeah.
And we went to this place and they were like... And you were like, I'll have a Swedish. And I was like, I'll take the deep tissue.
Yeah.
And then they turned to me and they go, do you want a shower?
Just only to you.
Yeah, only to me. And I was like, what? And they're like, do you want a shower?
Yeah.
We have a shower. And I was like, I mean, I guess. And then they were like, hey, Christina, here's your room.
Yeah.
Just
well, it wasn't a highfalutin place. I mean, these are dirty, like Chinese, just all Thai. Right. No, you know what I'm... No, I'm saying that they're a little dodgy. Like, they look like hand job parlors.
That
like,
wasn't a hand job type
it's,
of joint.
Dude, if it's got a neon sign and it's black, like if the windows are blacked out and then it's got an open sign with the neon flickering.
Is that what it was?
Dude, yeah, I pulled out.
We pulled out back. We just pulled
you
into
farted,
the
farted, no one even heard it.
We drove through the back. How did you even see a neon sign?
No, remember I was like, oh, this is where you get your handy, huh?
Oh, I guess.
Full release.
Yeah, they didn't though. You know, I keep doing, I take the hand and I put it
right
near there and I say like, Do you want to be my cum dog?
Right. And then, how the pressure?
And pressure then, good. You like my pressure? Cum dogs, you guys really jumped on that. Thank you for that.
It's been catching on.
I mean, I may have received over 100 tweets just about cum dogs.
Who knew that cum dog would really strike a chord in our listeners?
I was even asked if I was still accepting applications. And the answer is absolutely. Send me your qualifications.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe. Your mom's podcast at gmail.com. And of course, then people followed up with, oh, what, should we get Christina a Puerto Rican?
Yes, everybody. I was only submitted one Puerto Rican cum dog picture, and that's not enough.
Yeah, I found a perfect submission. You saw it too for my cum dog.
Was it from the Unkempt show?
I don't remember. Might have been. Yeah, yeah.
It was a dog bowl full of semen.
Yeah, yeah.
And a girl with like a dog collar, a blonde girl.
Really great. Yeah.
Thanks and did for we that, even, guys.
That was awesome. And that was exactly what I'm looking for. be my cum dog. Now,
oh, but the new shirt. Shit, we got off track.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's not up, so I don't want to talk about it. I'm saying it's going to be up, but
it's
you can
awesome.
Get that other one. Yeah. I'm saying that the new shirt's going to be ready for the holidays. That's the whole point. We'll release it, and it's a great holiday.
And
shirt.
I think what's really cool about this one is that it's so for the hardcore.
It's for fans of the show.
Fans only. Hardcore.
Fans only. Real moms.
Real jeans. Up high.
Real mothers.
mothers.
For mothers only.
Lactating.
Yeah, so Cincy was cool. Cincy was a weird show. If you guys were at that Cincy show, that was bizarre.
Why?
They had track lighting like we see there, but the lights weren't facing the stage and the show started.
Shit.
Poor Mike Cronin goes up there to host the show. I was like in the back. I walk out, I'm like, holy shit, there's no lights on stage.
It's the worst.
And then a guy with a ladder put the ladder on stage while Mike was talking. And he was like, hey. And the guy turned the light, but the light faced to the side. Like it didn't even go head on.
Because it's not a proper spotlight.
There was no spotlight.
You need a spotlight.
They're like, we don't have a spotlight that works.
You know what I've had people do? Like, we'll just bunch up a bunch of track lights and that'll work as a spotlight. Like, no, it really doesn't.
No. Well, they said they had a spotlight.
Oh.
They told the girls that were promoting it and running it, our spotlight is not working right now. And she was like, that's the whole thing we need. We need a spotlight.
Well, here's why stand-up can be really lucrative. Like, Chelsea Handler goes to a town and sells out a theater. And you know what she brings with her? Like, she can do music venues. All you need as a comic is a microphone and a light.
You need a light.
And that is about it, my man. And
you don't bring that
system.
They have that.
But that's all. We're not like bands where you need to break up and down shit.
They
like,
could not do that either.
Yeah, it's
they
ridiculous.
Couldn't, this place couldn't get the light. So we won't be back to that place. But we will be back to Cincinnati. And it was good seeing people there. We had some regular fans of the show and the people that have seen us live before. So that was cool. And Columbus was fucking bananas.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I was really, wow. Did not believe
it. A lot of cum dogs there, huh?
You know, not as many as you'd want to see. Mm. But there were some CDs out there, you know?
CDs.
Yeah. I had some offers, but I got to consider my options. You know what I mean?
Babe, you can't consider your options.
Why?
Because this is somewhere in the future we're going to do this cum dog plan. This isn't now.
What are you...
Sorry. That was weird.
So unprofessional.
Sorry. No, I mean, what do you mean, like, in the future?
No, I'm saying, listen, the cum dog offer stands when I'm, like, in menopause.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be touched anymore, and we've been married for, like, a million years, and I'm like, well, just get a fucking cum dog.
All right, we'll talk about it more later. Speaking of being together... You said that.
Oh right.
You wanted to talk about.
Well, there was this
before you were a CD.
Before, babe. God damn it. No, there was someone that wrote to us on Twitter or emailed us, and I can't remember because I have my new iPhone. I can't find my fucking note. But anyway, he said he was asking how we met.
Yeah.
And if we could tell kind of our courting story.
Hmm.
And I thought, you know what? Why not discuss how I met your mother, how I met your mommies, and so. Tommy and I met, I believe, the first time at a place on Sunset. Upper Sunset, the cat club, which is owned by the guy in the Stray Cats, right, Tommy?
That's right. Yeah.
And it was, I think it was a Friday or Saturday night show that this crazy broad used to book. And I was standing outside smoking cigarettes like you I used like, to feverishly.
And she was like, hey, what's up, man? Oh. Like, I'm pretty fucking, you know what I mean? Like, uh-huh. Whatever, like that.
How would I, is that really what I was like?
You were smoking and you had like these leather boots on, mm-hmm. like tall boots. I think you had fishnet.
A little gothy yeah. still in my goth.
Fishnet, yeah. like, you know, on and then like a skirt and hair was pulled back kind of tight.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No,
and
it was not.
You were smoking and
I had
you
a
were
bob
like,
back then.
You're like, so, like, whatever. What's the purpose, man? And then you, like, I walked up and you were like, so are you cool or what?
Oh, that's so silly. That is not how this went at all.
You blew your smoke out.
You know what? You're right. I was smoking and I was a lot more depressive back then.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a little dismissive of you. I do remember being like, whatever. Who are you? Just yeah. because I was a ripe 26-year-old,
yeah,
and you were this 23-year-old scrub.
But you wanted the D. Don't forget babe, that when you saw me,
babe.
You were,
you were 23. You had a mattress on the ground.
You didn't know about the mattress on the ground.
I didn't yet, but I sensed it, which
no,
is why I was
not.
Like, "Oh
you
boy,
oh
this
bullshit."
Guy. I sensed that you didn't even use soap, which was true
what?
Later. That you used shampoo to shower your crotch.
Shampoo as soap.
Babe,
a lot of people do that.
Nobody. No. Remember when I first spent the night at your house eventually?
That. Yeah.
And I was like, where's your soap? And you're
I was like,
what
there's
soap?
There's shampoo in there.
Yeah. So what you were using shampoo as soap?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't go out and buy soap for the shower. Nobody does yeah. that.
Nobody. Who
well,
does that?
You use shampoo as soap.
Do you realize how your style of life has elevated since you've been with me? Like
the
you,
rhyme style's elevated. The style of beats is elevated.
Technique.
But it's still Guru and Premier.
Do you realize that you use soap now and body wash?
Yeah. I mean,
and toothpaste.
I do these things because you're needy. But I mean.
Yeah. Hygiene. No, but we met at that place, remember? And then I liked you, but you were young.
Yeah.
And then I got to know you, and actually what really attracted me to you was that you were really funny. Like, you were 23. You were one of the first, you were one of the few people in stand-up who, like, immediately, you were funny. 23 times a girl already had it. And I knew, I was like, oh, this guy is so rad. And I had a room that I was booking at a place called Tangier.
Ah, Tangier.
Remember that?
On Hillhurst?
It was on Hillhurst in Los Feliz, a hipster, and and that's where I met you and Ryan Sickler
yeah.
and Matt Fulshron. And Jay Lawson, I believe, was coming around
yep.
there.
Larson was.
And it was a cool
sickle
place.
Cell.
Sickle Cell. That's where I met you guys. And this is way back. This is like when we first started doing stand-up, all of us together. And I would book you to close my shows, like a lot, because I thought you were so funny. And you were like the only male comic who didn't try to like be cheesy with me and put the make on me.
That's true. I was very sweet to you. Just nice, gentlemanly.
You were gentlemanly.
Yeah.
And you had an air of... I don't know, like kind of a nice spickish quality to you.
What?
You know what I mean? Like you weren't just a white guy. You had some flavors to you.
Okay.
Some Latin. No, because you'd gone to Spain and you came back and you were like,
pero la cosa
hey,
es
yeah.
que no sufre mi amor. Ay, 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 ay.
Yeah. But I like that about you because you told me your mother is Peruvian.
Yeah.
And I don't fucking trust white
Real
white people.
White,
I don't
white.
Trust white
you
white
don't
people.
You don't trust waspy people.
I don't trust because it's a lot of the times
it's BS.
They're bullshit.
It's
yeah.
It's like a fucking car salesman.
Like, exactly.
You guy with
there
the smile.
Go.
Fuck you.
Yeah, that's my father. That's my family. And we don't trust
your
bullshit.
Mentality. Yeah,
that's
I know.
Right. Communist.
So you know a little spick has got a little flavor to him.
I knew that you had some dirty in you.
God.
You had some dirty and I need to know that something's wrong with you just a little bit. I can't be friends with people that are perfect.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it
What's
was
wrong with
back
me?
Then.
What is it?
I'm not going to tell your stories for you, but you revealed something later.
Yeah.
And I like that. Something that happened to you when you were 18.
Yeah.
Your first year in college.
That's what you think is like. The,
yeah.
Oh,
and
really?
That's when I was like, I think I like you more.
Oh,
and something
I mean,
bad happens.
That's, you can tell that. I overdosed on drugs.
Right.
It's not.
But that, you realize to me, I was like, all right.
I have to tell that. I guess
tell
I've told
a story.
I've told that story before.
I don't, but that's somewhere
I haven't
in the
told
archives.
It. Yeah, it's somewhere in the archives. I'll tell it
tell
again.
Tell it again.
Not now. right?
Okay, well,
that's a long
summarize
story.
It. Brief.
I mean, I took a bunch of drugs and I almost died. And I woke up in an emergency room and they're like, you're in a coma. You just came out of a coma.
Were you really in a coma?
Yeah.
I didn't know that bit.
Yeah, yeah,
for
sure.
For how long?
Not that long, like 7 hours.
Well, that explains a lot of your your slowness now.
Whatever, man.
You were darling. You know what I really loved about you? And this is the honest to God truth. I think people are attracted to each other on subconscious levels, right? Mm-hmm. There's something in you that I need because of my own whatever wiring.
I think that's true too. I do think that.
And so for you, my wiring was very chaotic, a lot of anxiety, a lot of fears, a lot of bullshit. Mm-hmm. And you were very calm, even at 23. Tom Segura at 23 was like a 40-year-old man.
Yeah.
And I really admire that about you. And I still to this day, it's one of the things I like about you.
Sweetie.
And
I love you.
You eat my ass. And that's really what a marriage and a relationship is based on.
That's so true. We should send a postcard that says that. And I do eat your ass and I'm proud of it. And it tastes.
What's it taste like? It
tastes good. I mean,
chocolate enemas.
I think you hit something, you nailed it.
Yeah.
That people are attracted to each other based much more so than on physical things. It's something subconsciously that's drawn. Like I saw you said, look at this pile of tits.
Look at this cum dog. Yeah, I could really.
I really want to, you know, I want to release myself into this.
Well, obviously. Yeah.
I want to give it to her, you know? And she looks like she craves the D. That's all I'm seeing, you know?
Babe, don't be serious.
Juice! Juice!
So, Babe. Here's the truth. I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah.
I saw you. I saw this pile of tits, and I said,
babe.
I said to her. I was attracted to you. And then, like, you were like, what's up, man? And I was like, hey. And the truth is, I found you very attractive. But right away, I was told you were off limits. So for me, that's kind of like a, airs out
give
of you.
Up.
Yeah, well, not give up, but I was like, oh, well, you know.
You're going to kick some rocks and.
Yeah, I'm just.
You make me sound like I was Johnny Depp back then.
Can I finish?
Smoking black cigarettes.
Can I finish?
Yeah.
So I was like, this chick's pretty cool. But we just became friendly in doing our shows. And I always liked you, but I just didn't think of you as a possibility because you were off limits. Like you had a boyfriend.
Right.
And so I was told that. And then. You know, when I was told you're dating a while, I was like, oh, this is, like, I wasn't like, I'll probably date her one day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
I just didn't see it as a possibility. And then a mutual friend of ours called me one time at work and was like, hey, CP is a free agent. She just got cut by the fucking wolves. So
by the Viet Cong.
Yeah.
I'm out. I was dating an Asian guy at the time. Yeah.
And I was like, really?
Huh.
And he was like, yep, it just hit the wire. You can pick her up off of waivers before the other guys find out. And I called you and I set up something. And I came over and just hung out with you. Backyard.
No, but hold on.
Yes.
But remember before that, you call me and you're like, hey.
Oh my God. The first time I called her ever. because I didn't even call you before, like for spots. That was just like emails and stuff.
Yeah, back then. Yeah.
So I called you and you're like, hey, and we just had a little conversation. I was like, so what are you doing this weekend? And you were like, nothing. And I was like, cool. And at the time, I was living in Hollywood and like one of the, like, it just becomes like a thing when you live in Hollywood. It's a social thing. It's a health thing, but it's just like people do is go on hikes.
Yeah.
You know, like Runyon Canyon, all these places. So I was like, what are you doing? She says, nothing. And I go, do you want to go on a hike? And she goes, no. And you know what I said? Okay. Well, maybe we'll do something else some other time. Like, I didn't even come up with, like...
Well, I'm such an idiot. I didn't realize you were actually asking me out.
Yeah.
I thought you literally were like, do you want to go
love
hiking?
Yeah. Would you hike with me?
And I thought to myself, you know, I could either lie to this guy and be like, I love hiking, and then end up dating
a
you
hiker.
And being miserable. So right. I kind of wanted to be honest with you, like, look, man, that's not my bag. Like, I fucking hate that shit. I'm much better in a bar smoking and drinking.
Yeah. Well,
which
I
we ended up doing
that.
A lot more of that.
So I hung out with you, and here's what really started to attract me to you.
Oh, okay.
You had a bad attitude.
Right.
You had a bad attitude. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. I've always liked girls that were... straightforward.
Yeah.
I like, no, I don't want like very direct.
Shitty.
You know?
You like assholes.
I don't like assholes because that's different. I don't like a real cunty bitch. I don't like that.
You don't like high maintenance.
I like directness.
Right.
I like somebody who knows what they like, who knows what they don't like. And I like a little bit of just, you know, a little shittiness. Like
a little sass.
A little sass. A little, well, tell them the fuck off then. I like that. And so as soon as I saw a little bit of your sassitude and you had something negative to say about like men in general, I was fully erect and ready to pursue you.
Wow.
Like at first it was just like, oh, cool. Like I want to get to know you, date. Like let's go on a date.
Yeah.
Once I found, like once that part, like you're saying there's some need filled, like to be filled. Once that was put on the table, you were like, how about this? You want to try a bite of this? That's when I was like, I'm going to come to this restaurant every day.
But do you know, can I tell you why I think you like that shitty girl? Because your sisters and your mother are exactly like that.
Yeah.
And not in a, in like in a fun, playful way.
Yeah.
They're not like, when I say shitty, I don't mean like hurtful. Like I'll never intentionally hurt people.
Yeah. Oh, you've done it. But yeah.
Sorry. But I don't mean to. You're just rascally. I'm rascally. Fiery. I think fiery might be the word.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's in your family.
Yeah. You can be a real shit starter.
Shirt's on backwards.
But then the thing is, like with most like grouchy dogs,
right?
The truth is they just want to be pet.
Oh, yeah.
And then they become loving dogs.
Yeah.
And that's what happened with you.
Yeah.
Is that you were like, and then when I pet your head for a while.
Yeah.
And I gave you the affection that you needed and the
juice
that you needed. Then you became this really loving, tender dog.
Because I just, you know what I want. But that's why dogs, insecure dogs, they bark loud, right?
Right.
Little chihuahuas. And I'm like that insecure dog.
Right.
A lot of barking. But then once you show me affection, I show you my belly and then we're best friends.
And you were kind of like, also, I was also intrigued because you were kind of this alty kind of, you know what I mean? Not full on. Yeah. You're kind of a punk rock chick.
In my
core,
yes.
Right. So like you had all this stuff that was like fun and new. Like it's always fun when you're a new couple, like when you start dating someone and they're like, kind of introducing you to new things, new ideas, new, you know what I mean? Like new music. Yeah. And you were like, fucking, check out my knee-high socks. And you were just like a little weirdo. I liked it a lot.
And you were the most normal guy I dated. You had like an SUV. You were the first person I'd ever been around that had an SUV.
Okay, at the time, just to be clear, I was driving a Jeep Cherokee. And the first time she got into it, she was like, whoa, I've never been in a Mack truck before. And I was like, what are you talking about? And she was like, this thing is huge, man. And I was
it
like,
was.
Oh my God, if you feel the way about my cock that you do about the Jeep, we're going to be married. And look what happened.
It was a tank because all my friends.
You clearly have no sense of size.
Well, dude, all my friends were dirty, you know, scummy hipsters and punkers and douchebags. Like nobody had those nice cars. And
yeah, it wasn't that nice or that big, to be honest, though.
Think?
No, I mean of course it was nice. I'm not saying it's a piece of shit, but it wasn't like some overly luxurious car. And it also definitely was not like when you were talking about how big it was, I was like, oh my God, has she ever been on like an American street before? Where she thinks that this,
whatever.
I totally was like, this is like a girl, like a communist girl who's just like America, big, everything big.
I totally, but you kind of have taken the communism out of me because like I did grow up with two parents from this communist country, and there's a lot of shit that I don't know about Americans.
That's true. I've come to discover that you're basically a foreigner.
I am.
I know.
I mean, I wasn't
really,
even born
it's really
here.
Really interesting that somebody can be raised. I know. I'm being serious. And like, there's so many things where I'm like, Jesus.
But if your parents never, and I was an only child for most of my life, and if your parents never show you that stuff, like you just don't know it. You don't
know.
Think everybody lives the way you do.
Sure.
So I don't know.
We talked about that a lot.
Yeah, like, yeah.
What do you know about
bikes?
Bikes.
Bikes.
Well, there you go. That's your mommy's
yeah, and then I fell so hard for this chick, and then I just pursued her.
Which one? Oh, okay.
This one.
Well, right. I loved you. I thought you were awesome. I knew I was going to marry you.
Yeah.
Danforth, France's backyard party.
I haven't seen that guy in forever.
He moved to New York.
He did?
Yeah, I think so. I see it on
Facebook.
For stand
up?
Probably.
Yeah.
More sketch. I think he's a more sketch guy now.
Yeah.
Anyways, I liked you from the minute, and I'm glad we're married. It's been a good 20 years. We've been married now.
Have we been married that long?
Feels like it.
All right. Well, here's what happened, Jeans. I really tried to trim this thing down.
Okay.
I went last week to, on my way back from India, I stopped in Chicago for a couple days to see my sister, Maria.
Oh my God, seriously?
And we had a great conversation. I tried just trimming some of the fat, but there's just so much good.
You can't cut away gems, though, is the thing.
Yeah, so look. Here, I'll give you a little preface of what you're going to hear. Is that right?
I'm sure.
I don't know. Anyways, you know, it starts off. Yeah. Yeah, you gotta ease into Maria. So it's sort of, you know, Maria, just so you know, is this fantastic cook. She doesn't work at a restaurant, but she can blow away restaurant chefs.
Mm-hmm.
So she's preparing dinner. We start talking about what she's cooking, and it quickly takes shape, and we end up discussing her physical capabilities as an athlete, which are also impressive. And then I get her fired up about customer service, and she goes on a pretty tirade.
I think I've heard this at Christmas before.
It's pretty good. So here is the one and only Maria and me last week talking about all kinds of stuff. What are you preparing tonight?
We are going to do a tribute to the fall,
mm-hmm.
but with a little Latin twist.
Okay.
So we're going to do a spicy pumpkin soup,
mm-hmm.
some Peruvian chilies.
Some what?
Peruvian chilies.
Okay.
And then we're going to do
That's also a tribute to our heritage.
It is a tribute to our heritage. Mm-hmm. I'm very proud of my Latina spicy temptress-ness in me. And then we're going to do a turkey burger with a roasted corn salsa over mixed greens.
Mm-hmm.
Do something kind of healthy. So that we have room for sweet treats later.
By the way, just so you know, this is daily with Maria. It's always it's always like courses.
5-star cuisine.
And stuff where you're like, it's never like, oh, I microwaved this.
No, she'll make eggs on like special bread in the oven with the thing.
It is crazy.
Yeah. She's such a good cook.
It's great. It's a
balance
great,
out, you know?
It's a great tribute to the fall.
I think so.
And what did we have last night? What did you make?
We had fish. We did, the Sichuan crusted fish with the rapini, sauteed rapini, and...
I don't even know what rapini is.
Potatoes au gratin.
I mean, that's just some saying.
What's rapini? I don't even know.
I don't fucking know either.
Equally delicious.
They were really good. You made them without butter.
I made them without butter,
too. Yeah, that was really cool. She made potatoes au gratin, like, basically... They're not healthy, obviously, but the healthiest way you could make them.
And or without cream or any dairy, just a little bit of the cheese. I mean,
a little sprinkle of cheese.
No, like creamy dairiness.
I remember in high school,
potato chips. Those were delicious. I mean, your buddies would eat them all the time after football practice.
No,
remember? You used to come over all the time and give me like snacks or ask me for snacks, and I would sit there and make you guys potato chips or sandwiches, all sorts of little things.
I remember one time going out really late at night.
Mm-hmm.
And we got back to the house, and I was with Brian Licata. He even reminded me of this years later. And that we got back home.
What is she doing?
She's cooking. So, sorry, there's a little bit of that, this and that, here and there. There's no way to cut it out.
Her speech is picking up. It's getting quicker.
She's getting, here's the thing. I didn't hide it. I was like, I'm going to record.
Right.
I put it down, but it's like, you know.
It's getting there.
She'll get there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gradually.
It's built. She's aware. Sure. She's self-aware because she saw the recorder go down.
Yeah.
And then in a while, she's going to be like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And you're like, you guys hungry? And we're like, yeah. We make something to eat? And we're like, yeah, and you made shrimp scampi for us. At 3:00 in the morning, she did. When I was out partying, we came home and she was like, you want food? And we were like, fuck yeah. And she was like, here you go. And she made scrimp scampi.
At like 3 in the morning.
Did it really?
Yeah. You always make gourmet dishes.
I know. And when Jane would come visit to wake up, or like before we go to bed, actually, like when she's about to pass out, ask me to make her snacks and treats.
There's nobody like her for ordering.
I know. That's been like, that's how it started, I think. Because she would have these ridiculous, like, these gourmet requests of, can you make something with like brie and pasta, or can you make me like you know, I want this, but I don't want this in it. Puppy chow or whatever it was. It was always nothing like, let me pour cereal in a bowl.
If she stayed in hotels with me,
she will order everything and then fall asleep before the food gets there.
Yeah, and she'll fucking stick you with the bill. We stayed in a hotel and she was like, she's like, do you have your late night open late night menu? And they're like, yeah. And she ordered like $100 and shit and then went to sleep.
Yeah. My this is my other sister has done this to me, yes. And the reason, and she'll talk about it a second, I think, is cruises. Well, you know.
Oh, right. Oh, my God, seriously.
And I was like, hey, it's
here. I think she takes it from cruises, though, because they give it for free, and she wants to try it. I mean, I don't blame her, because I like to try things, too.
Yeah.
But, okay, let me rephrase that. I don't want to say I don't blame her, but, because I would never order a sample menu, but she's used to it from cruises, because it's free, and she can have a sample of everything and have a bite of it, because I want to try it, too.
Just so people know, the deal is, my parents are obsessed with cruises, so we've all been on a few cruises in my family, and when you go on a cruise, like, you know, the food is always included in your
that's all you do is eat.
Yeah, you just eat. And so, but one of the things you can do is, because everybody goes out super late, you can go back to your room, you can order off of this late night menu, and they bring you, like, you can be like, I want a pizza and a cheeseburger and ice cream, and it's free. So my sister that we're talking about is notorious for, we get back, it's 3 a.m, and we've all been drinking, and then she's like, I want to order. And so she'll order all this food that she wants to try, passes out, the food gets there, and she's out.
Yeah,
lights out. Yeah.
God damn it. But then I feel guilty.
What do you think your best dish is that you make?
I don't know.
What is your favorite thing to cook? Do you have a favorite thing to cook?
She's so cute.
I really love making, like, sauces and soups. Anything that requires tomatoes as an ingredient.
You like tomatoes?
I love tomatoes.
You made,
I like really good, like, I make salsas, bruschetta spreads.
You like making bruschetta?
I love
it. It's really good.
Anything with tomatoes, I do really well. And I love fish. My ceviches are really good.
What is, your ceviches are
cooking.
Really good.
That's not actually cooking. That's,
but, well, I mean, that's, you gotta know what you're doing.
I'm mixing.
We worked out today.
We did. And here we go. Fun? And you, love my gym.
I did, yeah, you have a nice gym. And you took me through your circuit training routine, one of them,
which, and it was very good cardio and toning.
Well, I was going to say, it was very difficult to keep up with you, which I did not, but what is your general workout routine like in a week?
In a week, okay.
Yeah. Here we go,
it's
guys.
Kind of complex, because I get restless and bored if I do the same thing over and over again.
Right.
So I have to mix it up. So I try to do the gym to at least 2 times a week.
Okay.
I go rock climbing with Jeff once a week.
Rock climbing?
Yes.
Once a week?
Once a week.
Okay.
And then I have that Tap Out XT, mm-hmm. which is like that. It's like it incorporates the MMA training mm-hmm. without actually hitting a person.
Yeah.
You just do a lot of the moves. So I do that like once or twice a week. Mm-hmm. And then I do yoga once a week.
Okay.
But I did here. So like I don't always go to the gym.
So rock climbing once a week, yoga once a week, mm-hmm. gym 3 times a week?
2 to 3 times a week.
What do you do at the gym?
I do, okay, so I incorporate cardio and weights.
Mm-hmm. Like today?
Like today, always.
So just to be clear, today,
it's like
it's
a circuit of cardio and strength training.
This is, I mean, she has just...
It's lunacy.
Endless energy.
Wait, can I tell you what's so funny is that her and her husband are so good about that. Like, they both work out to that extent. And then you and I, on the other hand, exact opposite. Know, like, that's like how you should marry. But I'm just saying, the point
is. It's true.
That's why when you call me like and, like, famous, you want to go hiking, I'm like, nah, exactly. It's not going
to
happen.
And I was just trying to get tail. You know, that's what I thought would get me tail, was going on a hike.
Right.
And it's like that famous Chris Rock bit where he's like, if you smoke crack and the other person wants to go to church, that's just not going to work, you know?
Right, like, right.
You got to marry, yeah.
And they're perfect for each other.
This is what we did, by the way. You know, I work out, but like I'm not as intense. I lift weights.
Maria's crazy.
Cardio, but Maria's like a whole other level. This is what we did when I went to the gym with her last week. We go through it here.
So today we would run on the treadmill.
Run the treadmill.
For half a mile.
Half a mile.
Then you jump off mm-hmm. and you do...
Squats. Double press
at the top with hand weights. Yeah.
Yeah. Then you go do.
Well, you do 20 to 25 of those.
20 to 25 each. Yeah.
And then you run to the rowing machine until you do 300 meters.
Then you jump off of that.
You do jumping squats.
Actually, jumping lunges is what we did.
Those. And then you do 20 Cable pulls each side.
So 40,
you repeat that 5 times.
Dude, it is so exhausting to do
I don't even know what the fuck she's saying. Really, I don't know what a cable pull is.
You really have to be like in good shape to do what we... I was dying. Well, I was totally fucking blind.
When Maria was training in the Navy, didn't she beat the guys?
Oh, that comes up.
Okay, sorry.
No, it's all right.
So exciting.
That was, then you do abs after.
Yeah, I was definitely not prepared for that level of working out today. But I'm glad I went.
I like to, you know, in the summer, I don't go do all those things. Like in the summer, I do lots of outside.
Yeah.
So we'll go on the weekends. Usually we go to the, there's a hill.
Yeah.
So I take Klaus and he takes the stroller.
Yeah.
And when
Klaus is their dog, by the way.
Yeah, like a circuit course, but on the hill.
Yeah.
And they have like pull up bars, all that kind of stuff. Oh. I just like to be outside.
This is one I wanted to ask you about.
Yes.
When you were in boot camp in the Navy.
Yeah.
You did really well in physical training. I always forget, what are the stats when you did your test? What did you, you came out number one for females?
Yes.
And you only finished behind how many men?
I don't know. I mean, I had the highest for both men and female in my division.
In your division.
And beat all the men. Graduated, I don't know, in the other, I know I had the highest female. Mm-hmm. I don't know about the other, what the other men did.
I thought back then, but you told me that you finished behind only one man.
I think at that graduation, I only knew one guy that had beat me. And I think I did like 144 push-ups and 100... Maybe it was 144 sit-ups and 121 push-ups.
In what time?
2 minutes.
2 minutes?
2 minutes for each one.
So you have 2 minutes to do as many push-ups as you can. And she did 121. And then you have 2 more minutes to do as many sit-ups as you can. She did 144.
Do you remember like those presidential fitness things when you were a kid? Yeah. I would be at the bottom of the class. I've always been lazy since I can remember.
You're very strong. Now, tell our listeners what happened because we're at this moment right now when you went to the beach. I mean, you told me today what happened on your own.
I had to climb up the steps to go from the beach to the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my calves were sore for days because I tore all my calf muscles. Why?
We were there today and we're walking. Let's walk down this hill.
Hurt for days.
And I was like, yeah, you know, because there's by this beach, there's steps at the beach and they're like stadium stairs. And you see a lot of people working out, like just walk around running. But then you see like the real hardcore athletes are doing the stadium stair runs, right? And Christina walked them to go up from the beach to the like street level.
But in all fairness, at a brisk pace. You know what I mean?
And she goes, oh, I did that the other day and I tore my calf muscles.
I did because they were hurting for like days.
No, baby, you didn't tear them. And she was like, no, I did. They really hurt. And I was like, yeah, no, but you still, I don't think you understand what tearing a muscle is.
What is it then when it hurts for like days and days and days?
Well, you were just really sore because they don't ever do that ever.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Torn at all?
I'm very fit, and I tore them all.
No, you didn't.
I tore my ACL
You would be. You did not tear your ACL. Okay.
You have 144 sit-ups, mm-hmm. and 121 push-ups in 2 minutes.
Yes, 2 minutes with push-ups, 2 minutes with sit-ups.
Right. So four.
And then run like a mile and a half. But I'll tell you what. It's number one. It's really not that hard when you see the competition you have.
Really? How long did you run? Did it take you run the mile and a half?
I want to say like 10 minutes and 20 some seconds, 30 seconds maybe.
That's
not a fast runner.
Well, yeah, but the push-ups is incredible.
It's not a fast runner.
That's really, really a lot.
The push-ups is good.
Yeah.
The push-ups is great, but when you see the competition,
yeah.
I mean, half these girls are all under the age of 20.
Yeah.
Some of them, like, a good percentage of them are of an ethnicity that grew up basically on the streets or welfare, and some of them, this is their option. It's either going to juvenile detention or prison.
Oh yeah, a lot of them have a jail option. Yeah,
90% of them had a sibling in prison.
Really?
Yeah.
That's our military. It's like
rejects. Yeah, a good percentage of the enlisted military are just rejects.
Happy Veterans Day. That's when Maria thinks.
Wow.
And mind you, she's. Was in the military.
Navy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, here's the thing is that I talked to Navy guys. I've been on naval ships in the middle of nowhere in the Gulf.
Yeah.
And a lot of those guys were like, yeah, it was either prison or join the Navy.
No, that's a comment. I mean, she's not making that up. Yeah,
yeah, no,
true.
she might be on something. But what's the certain ethnicity? I don't understand.
I don't know.
Like,
there's certain ethnicities? What are you talking about, Maria?
It's true. It's really not, and this is why I did so well.
Which
I was
ethnicities?
Like a bright, shining star. There was five of us that went to college, that all had college degrees.
How many,
that are over the age of 25.
A pool of how many people we're talking about?
Okay, so let's just say my division.
Yeah.
There's like 100 and some people in my division.
Yeah.
Every division has like, and there was, let's say, 13 divisions that graduated.
Yeah.
And there's 100, over 100 of us in each one.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time you graduate, there's maybe anywhere from 60 to 80 because people get kicked out or can't make it. Now, in my division, five of us had college degrees that were, you know, in their late 20s, early 30s, that basically were looking for, you know, money for more, for further schooling, for something else on our resume, because we, you know, all had lost our jobs. There was also another five that probably lost their jobs that maybe had an associate's degree or were in the middle of school and they couldn't afford it.
Right.
So that was a good thing. I mean, there's always, I'd say 10% of them really, the 10 enlisted personnel are really good, intelligent, quality people that should have been going to officer school, but they pursued this route because there was a benefit.
Yeah. And then the rest of them.
Oh my God, it's so depressing.
Really?
So depressing. Like, I'm officially dumber for every day I spent there.
Really? You saw some dumb shit or heard some dumb shit?
Okay, perfect example. This girl, who is from LA, mind you.
All right.
You take a test. Mm-hmm. There's tests every day on things. And one of the things you study is like naval history and U.S. history.
Mm-hmm.
This girl, this isn't even fucking U.S. history. This is just general fucking history that most people know.
Here we go. This girl
never heard of the Holocaust.
What?
She thought it was a war with Germany.
She thought the Holocaust was a war?
Yeah, she thought the war with Germany. She thought the Holocaust was a war. She heard of it was a war. She thinks it involved Germany, France, and Britain. I'm like, that would be...
And no Jews?
No Jews. She noted it. She's like, I heard that was a myth. I'm like, where did she go to school? She's like, I went to the school for the performing arts.
Jesus.
She didn't know who the first president of the United States was.
Really?
She put on the exam, Lincoln. Yes, I got put in charge of tutoring this child. Because that's basically what she is. She had, like, the brain development.
Wait, I don't understand.
She's a tutor. She goes, I got put in charge of tutoring this child.
Oh.
Yeah, and she thought the first president was Lincoln. Ah.
An 11-year-old. Actually, the 11-year-olds are smart. That's a fifth grader. A fifth grader is fucking smarter than this girl.
Now, what was...
But the Navy needs people to clean their toilets as well, which is why a lot of these people are here.
They clean toilets.
A lot of people, their job in the military, after they go to boot camp, their job is going to be to, like... scrub shit, clean shit, paint shit, or like cook shit.
Oh my God.
Which ethnicities stood out as being not impressive?
Impressive?
Yeah.
Okay, to be honest, they're all from small Latin little islands, areas. We'll say like they have a lot of parades in New York.
I think I'm understanding.
A lot of them also you find in nail salons, these ethnicities.
It's okay. We're Latin, so it's not really
it's not our country. None of these ethnicities are actually part of a larger continent, like North America.
So I'm going to go on a limb and take a guess. Like, maybe Puerto Ricans.
Yes, definitely. Definitely one of the ethnicities. Big time part of it.
And Dominicans?
Huge. The Muslim got kicked out. One of the
The parades is what gave it away
me. My favorite, I liked it. What I was trying to do is I was trying to reinforce that we're Latin.
Right.
So, hey, no harm, no foul. Like,
right.
You have open, opportunity to say what you want about any Latin group because you're Latin too.
Right.
But she steamrolled over it. It was like, it's not us, don't worry.
That Peruvian contingent.
Oh my God.
In the Navy.
Holy shit.
Oh, Maria.
Oh, I got to hear it again.
Yeah, let's hear that again.
Oh my God. I got to find
it. Maybe Puerto Ricans.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely one of the ethnicities. Big time. Big time part of it.
And Dominicans?
Huge. The Muslim got kicked out, to be honest. I think there's one that made it.
She said really? Muslim got kicked out.
Okay.
They're not impressive, huh? Do you have Haitians enlisted or no?
There was no Haitians. No, there were Dominican Puerto Ricans and then like Vietnamese and Laotians and Malaysians. I mean,
not impressive.
It's
also
amazing. Well, first of all, half of them can't speak English. It's like, even though you go to the salons.
Really?
Oh my God. Tom, all you people do is, it's not hard to make it through. If you can put up the physical and like pass the test, you just have to pass.
Yes.
You don't have to be smart. You just have to pass.
Yeah.
And then here you go. You're on a boat and fucking clean things and just shoot the enemy if you're overseas. It's not hard.
Yes, you don't have to excel.
No, you don't have to excel.
Just get basically don't get an F.
Yeah, don't get an F. And that's basically to make it. Then there's doing well in the military, like getting positions, getting rewarded. That's a different. Then you just need, you know, you don't need to be a genius.
I wonder if I could have done well in the military.
Yeah, I mean, I think you would have done great. Like the teacher, someone tells you what to do, you just show up. Yeah, they're gonna tell you you're a piece of shit. Your mother should have bored you. Like
they tell you that.
Oh my god, they tell you.
Oh yeah, what kind of shit talking did you get from? Like, when you're in boot camp, do they still talk shit to you?
Yes. I personally never got shit talked to me. One time, they did ask me if I was stupid, because I said 27-4 instead of 24-7 or something. Like,
and they go, like, are you stupid?
I said, yes, Chief, I am stupid. They're like, okay, well, now that you admit it, I'll let you do this because you're stupid. I'm like, thank you, Chief. It was just, I mixed two.
It's so crazy, yeah.
But you knew not to get mouthy.
Yeah, you don't get mouthy. That's it. I never was punished other than that. But most people are, oh my god, yeah, you get put in a corner to do like push-ups and sit-ups and burpees or open to.
I think you told me one time, maybe in a letter, or maybe
we all got punished.
Where like some girl like talked shit to whoever's in charge.
Yeah, like, we all got punished for it because I was so okay because I had a functioning brain and wasn't an idiot.
Yeah.
They made me. Gave me a position in the division, right? So then you basically are kind of like your team enforcer, like make sure people don't fuck up and just shut the fuck up and do their job and just do your thing.
Yeah.
It's really not hard. It's so not hard to like get through this thing easily. So we all got punished for 2.5 hours after dinner in full attire, like boots, coats, everything. They made us go and for 2.5 hours, just nonstop. Can't drink water, can't pee, can't do anything. Just, it's called IT, like intensive training. It's like basically sit-ups, jumping jacks, push-ups, burpees, you know, all sorts of physical things. Just you keep doing it as a team.
Yeah.
People are just dripping in sweat and vomiting on themselves and pissing their pants and shitting their pants.
Yeah.
Because it's not just eat dinner and you're hot as fuck. And now there's 200 of you in a room. So two divisions together doing this. In a room. Ugh. In full gear. This is what would happen. Usually they, you know, make certain people pay for it. But sometimes they want you to learn that concept of team.
Yeah.
The whole purpose of the military is learn to work as a team.
Right.
It doesn't work. Let me tell you something. People go through it just to graduate.
Yeah.
The minute you're out of there, people go back to their old ways, which is the sad part. People go right back to their old ways. They're lazy. It's amazing how lazy some people are.
I know.
It's so annoying.
One thing you're not is lazy.
I'm definitely not lazy. That's
you're definitely lazy not
people.
Lazy.
I'm racist and prejudiced against lazy people. And I don't like lazy people or stupid people. There's a lot of them.
I'm
finding them more and more on the road, at Starbucks, at the grocery store.
Let me ask you this about Starbucks. Today and yesterday.
Oh my god, the DCs?
Yeah.
The DCs was something I'd never...
Who's the DCs?
Yeah, she just dropped it on me and I was like, right? And then I realized, I don't know what that is.
Dumb cunties?
The dumb cunties?
The dumb cunties, the DCs, we call them.
Who are the dumb cunties?
Oh my god, Starbucks.
And then the people that work there?
Yeah, some, not all of them. There's some brilliant people that work at Starbucks.
Yeah.
Brilliant. There's also some DCs. And some LCs, like lazy cunts. They're LC lazy cunts, too.
I really hope DCs and LCs takes off.
Yeah, that's dumb cunts pretty, and lazy I like cunts. That, actually.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, she's dumb cunts and lazy cunts. Dumb cunts, lazy cunts, male cunts.
You came back to Starbucks a couple times. And I noticed...
Curious?
Well, you came yesterday and today, the few times that you went. You had a drink for me.
Okay.
Then you had two for you, it looked
like. Yes, I like a buffet of hot and cold beverages.
So I didn't realize she gets hot and a cold beverage every time she goes. She didn't tell me this the first time.
I didn't know about this.
She has two beverages.
Okay.
On one run.
Why?
Yeah, here you go.
I can't decide
all. So you get yourself a hot and a cold beverage. What was the hot and what was the cold?
The hot is my afternoon. Well, it's different. If it's before 11,
yeah,
I have a different hot beverage.
What's the morning hot beverage?
Morning hot beverage is a single bag of awake tea in a venti cup with 3 raw sugars, 1 Splenda, 3 inches of steamed soy, and then you sprinkle another packet of raw sugar on top of vanilla powder.
That's pre-11. That's an a.m. Okay.
Yes. And then, after 11 a.m., depending if I want to move for hot or cold, or if I can't decide, I get both.
Yeah.
And then I alternate sips.
You alternate sips?
I do.
What's the...
Which one I want.
What's the hot one?
The hot one... A single bag of calm tea. It's a calming effect.
Okay.
With
you need more of that.
3 raw sugars, 3 inches of steamed soy, and foam. A lot of people don't need the foam, they just need the fucking soy, and I like the foam.
Yeah.
It has a nice fluffy effect. And then I sprinkle vanilla powder on top. And sprinkle a little bit of the raw sugar on that, too.
And the cold one?
The cold one is a venti decaf soy sugar-free caramel frappuccino light. However, I like extra of the caramel drizzle sauce around the cup, on the bottom, and a little on top.
Now,
sometimes I'll do a little splash whip.
What's going through your head?
Well, right, I mean, no wonder she runs 50 miles a day and does 1,000 push-ups. She's jacked. She's totally jacked on Starbucks.
I can't even... I want to try the cold one, and I can't even register.
I don't understand what she... Like, here's the thing. I've worked at Starbucks. I was a barista in, like, the summer of 1998.
Yeah.
If she came in and ordered that, I would have to be like, whoa, 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 wait a minute. Can you repeat that 3 more times? Because it's such an unusual order. And she doesn't... I don't know if she's doing the call letter. Like, there's an order that you have to do it.
I don't know.
I'm not sure if she's doing it right.
Like, extra of the caramel drizzle sauce. Sprinkle a little bit of the raw sugar on that too.
Can I hear that order again? I'm going to pretend I'm working at Starbucks.
Well, here's
again.
The cold one.
Okay, hold on. Let me write the order down and see if I can make it. Okay. I'm going to do it the way you do when you work at Starbucks.
Okay,
go.
The cold one is a venti decaf soy sugar-free caramel frappuccino light. However, I like extra of the caramel drizzle.
No, I can't even do it. No, because here's
venti decaf.
Venti, yeah, that's decaf. Right. That's right. The call's right. Double is a shot comes after soy.
Yeah.
Frappuccino. I mean, no, it's too much. It's a, I
the
think she has to say it's a
crazier.
Frappuccino first.
It's
a double venti soy frappuccino.
Crazier.
This is crazy. Yeah.
Little splash of whipped cream for Weston.
That sounds positively insane. But when
if
you
I
say,
speak slowly and I tell them, get a cup out and a pen, let me fix it to you first.
Yeah.
You have to write down. And then they go like, oh, I got it. I'm like, write
and,
down.
And these
and
are the DCs?
These are DCs. They're like, oh, I got it. And then they don't got it. And then I have to, or don't get it. And then I have to reiterate it again.
That's what I'm just saying. It's impossible.
It takes like 3 times. I'm like, let's go one at a time.
That's exactly what you
decaf.
Said.
It's a hard order.
And guess what that means?
And she, I'm
guess
a DC. Wait, I'm a DC,
a DC
and I'm
and
a DLC.
LC.
Yeah, I'm Maria would not want me as a Starbucks
Maria would
employee.
Be like, this DC in there couldn't get the fucking
but
order.
It's not
and
that,
I told her 3 fucking times.
It's that she's doing
and I was like,
it. She's doing it out of order. She's not doing it the way you learn as a Starbucks employee. There's a call order that you have to
We're
learn.
We're going to have to work this out.
Well, I'm going to teach her how to call it right. Maybe that's why she's not it.
And then they have to put it in the computer. But I'm like, if you listen to me the first time, as I explain it to you, write it down, and then look at the fucking cup, and then put it in your computer, and then pass it to the person.
Yeah.
But the whole process, thankfully, at my Starbucks that I go to, they know me. They walk in, they know, is it the morning? They know everyone of my
beverages. When we went yesterday, the guy said he knew the order already.
Yeah. They do. They know my beverages.
Yeah.
It's very complex. Most people don't order like this.
But
the one by the train station.
Dumb cunts.
And there's like, they basically, everyone there's like, temporarily work a couple hours a week and they're just retarded. There's a reason why they're working there and nowhere else. It's awful. And I don't want to bash the Starbucks people because there's some great Starbucks
great,
people.
Yeah, there are some
I
great
love, people. Love my Starbucks people.
Some
my,
of them
my
really,
Starbucks.
Really,
great. Yeah.
Some of them, you know what I like about some of the employees is their level of at least pretend joy.
Yeah, and some of them do care about your in your life.
I do.
You know, they ask about my son, and they always give me little oatmeal bowls of water for Klaus.
Yeah.
They care. Yeah. They're good people.
Yeah.
Then there's some dumb, lazy people. I'm like, how did you get hired?
Yeah.
Or like, it's like the people in the customer service industry. Like, why are you working in customer service if you hate people?
Yeah.
You genuinely hate people.
I agree.
You're angry at the world. You just want to shit on the world. But yet you're working in a field called customer service.
Which brings me to what you were talking about yesterday. When your was it your shower?
Oh my fucking god, the shower!
What happened?
This is
tell me what happened.
You're getting really angry again.
Okay. Yes.
So we had a glass shower door custom made for our shower.
Yeah.
Came in, they did measurements, and it was a whole process because it's an old fucking house, and the way that the tub has been there for like 100 years, and the way it's there's new tiles and everything's been done, but it needs to be a little angled when they do the rod to make it level. The frame, right?
Right. So the door needs
frame,
to fit into the frame.
The glass has to be only one size, right? They need to make the frame, like, one side a little bit thicker than the other because it's the way the
otherwise the door won't slide.
Right.
Okay.
So we come in. It takes them, first of all, 6 weeks because they fucked up the first time they made the glass. And they call us, like, it's not right. We need to make it again. 6 weeks later, we actually get the glass and they come in to put it. They install it, and like 2 days later, it's not sliding properly. It's like grinding, and like the door won't move.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what the fuck? So they come in, take a look at it, fix it, and they're like, look, see, it works fine. I'm like, that's it, it's done. I'm not gonna have any issues. Like, no, it's fine. Okay. Well, 2 hours later, 3 hours later, I go to give Weston a bath. Uh-huh. And it's not fine.
Weston's her son, in case that hasn't been clear.
It's not moving, and it's, the whole door comes off the track. Uh-huh. So I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. So first I wait, I'm like, before I call them and throw a fit, Jeff is an engineer and seems, at least he thinks he knows everything.
Right.
I'll give him a chance to attack this problem and then I'll unleash my fury on the company.
Yeah.
So Jeff comes, looks at it, and he's like, okay, here's the problem. You can see, he takes the level, measures it, it's like, it's not level. And I take a look at it, I'm like, oh my God, it's totally just the frame is not properly, the frame has to be level for where the glass goes.
Yeah.
And it was completely off. Mm-hmm. Which is why the glass kept coming off the rack.
Right.
Or the track. And then you can see the base was right, but they have a filler for it. It's a whole complicated thing, but when you look at it, it's a very simple solution. Mm-hmm. They didn't cut the frame correctly. So I call the company and tell them, and they put me in with the guy who's in charge mm-hmm. of the, what's the word? So the not distribution. Distribution and dispatching and like all that, the whole, like the Hell Otterman guy and the customer service for these projects.
Right.
And I tell him, he's like, well, okay, well, I'm sure it's fine. You just probably, you know, it's probably just a simple, quick fix and we can just put it back on the rack. I'm like, no, it's not fine. Like, I'm not retarded. Mm-hmm. So I'm fully aware of what the problem is. And I called you to come out, your people come out and fix it. And they didn't fix it. It's actually worse. The glass is off. Well, you probably think it's just off, but I'm sure it's something that you don't realize and we can easily fix. I'm like, no, I'm telling you what I know. There's things that there's assumptions and then there's facts. And the fact is that this glass is off the track, that it's not level. Like, there's a 3/4 inch difference on each side of the frame, and it's grinding. These are all facts. I'm not making them up. I'm not assuming them. These are facts. Your people claimed to fix it, and they didn't. It's worse. So the fact is it needs to be fixed.
Okay.
Well, I'm having to fix it for you right now, so you're going to have to wait. I'm like, well, I can't wait. Like, this is, you know, this could fall and hurt somebody. Like, this is not something, like, it's been 6 weeks, first of all, for you to get the fucking piece here. Mm-hmm. I didn't say fucking when I was talking to him.
Yeah.
So, but now it's been, Lord knows how many weeks. It's been 3 weeks since we've had it, and each week we've called you guys for service. It's unacceptable. This is totally unacceptable.
Totally.
What kind of service is this? And you want to write you a good recommendation? Like, this is horrible. So, and I'm like, I would like someone to come out here by the end of the day. No, not going to happen.
He tells you, like, next week.
Yeah, he says, no, not going to happen. Sorry, you have to wait till next week. I'm like, why? Can't have someone in the next 24 hours, like, tomorrow come out and look? Mm-hmm. He says, I just told you, no, not going to happen until next week. I don't have anyone in your area, no projects near you. I'm not going to pull somebody up from another project to come help you because you think that there's something wrong. I said, I'll tell you what I think is going to happen. I think you're going to have a lawsuit in your hand tomorrow when that fucking glass falls and showers on my son and slits his throat. And he dies or ends up in the hospital because you don't think there's this problem. And you don't think you can send someone out here.
This is what she told the shower people.
I would do the same.
So tell you what, you can either get someone out here in the next 24 hours, or you can be prepared to hear from my attorney tomorrow. Those are your two options.
And? Shit. What did he say?
He had someone out there in 2 hours.
And what did they say?
Okay. They said, this is totally fucked.
Wow.
We need to make a whole new glass shower door. Don't use a door. Don't use the whole frame needs to be done. Redone.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. And they had done within 7 days. It had a new... Totally fine.
I wish you could have talked to that guy again and told him.
Oh, furious, furious. But I maintained my, I didn't scream, I didn't raise my voice.
Were you like,
I was very, very controlled. Jeff armed me with the proper verbiage and the description, the details of what I was to reiterate to him and the damage.
Yeah.
And then I gave my personal touch about the suing and the.
You don't like bad customer service.
I fucking hate it. You know, I've worked in it for a long time.
Yeah.
And I deal with. DCs, NCs, all
and LCs.
And a bunch of other abbreviations. Scammers.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
And then just filthy pigs. Those are the worst. Yeah. People come that think that, like, there's people that generally go to, like, carnival cruises and, like, all-you-can-eat buffets, and they would come to your establishment because it's famous or, like, you know, they heard about it.
And then, so what she's alluding to here is that she used to work in a very famous venue in New York City. And in New York especially, you know, you get so many tourists that, like, want to try, oh, I've been there. And they go to a place, but like she's saying, they're DCs or they're pigs or they're scammers. They're not cut out to be, you know.
Right. They want some for nothing.
Right. and she's
and then they realize, oh my god, this is not an all-you-can-eat buffet, yeah. Or we actually give you normal sized portions of food,
and then complain.
Oh my god, we had people, like we had a woman once chip a glass purposely after she ate her dinner. She tipped, she put her glass down and it chipped the base, the rim of her wine glass, and then she claimed that it was in her food somewhere after she ate it all. I'm like, well, the wine glass wasn't like that when we served it to you. And you can see, like, from when you put it down.
Yeah.
Like, so they try to hold the scam. Like, they wanted
a free meal?
Free meal.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, let me call security. And thankfully, we have cameras.
Yeah. And you looked at the camera? You looked at the video? No?
But I told them we're doing that right now. Like, if you don't mind waiting, we're just going to look at the camera to make sure that the wine glass that we served you wasn't chipped. And that it wasn't you perhaps slamming your glass down really hard and throwing little sprinkles of glass in your
And what'd she say?
Dish.
What they
do? You know what? I don't deal with this. I'm just, you know, this isn't worth it. I'm never coming here again until everyone knows how terrible this is. That's great. Fabulous. We know when you want you here, but
yeah.
I didn't tell her that either.
Because she was a dirty person, probably.
Oh my God. She's worse than a dirty person. She's like one of those, as my husband likes to call them, skanks.
Yeah.
Like one of those, like a white dirty person.
You know how a white dirty like person. Trash.
My trash.
Yeah.
Oh. So on Maria's scale, officially the worst is a white dirty person.
Well, yeah.
White trash is as bad as it gets.
Well, honey boo boo, yeah.
Yeah.
But like she had money. Like it's worse because they had like the new money.
Yeah, yeah. And they're just trying to be cheap.
Yeah. These are the people that still like.
Is there more wine?
Yeah, there's still more wine.
More wine, Cindy?
Oh, there you go.
I have to ask you, is that a new bottle? Are we finished the other bottle?
Yes, okay. The straws.
I want to ask you this.
Yes.
What did you think of the fact that when you were home, I last talked to you and I talked to Mom, she thought my impression of you was perfect.
I think you guys were just doing that to like get a rise out of me. And seriously, just she was just doing that. She did not think it was perfect. I still don't think it's perfect. I think people do it because they'd like to get me fired up and they want to just hear me go like, what the fuck, and get all pissy and, you know, hot-tempered. But I know in my heart that it's not correct. I don't talk like that. And that you do that just to piss me off. So I'm not going to let it piss me off because I don't talk like that.
I
care about being funny. I don't. Yeah.
But honestly, it was perfect. The
no, it's not perfect. I don't talk like that, Tom. First of all, I don't sit there and I'm like, it's not how I talk at all. I don't. I say words.
Letters. You're like, the thing is, I was talking about something like that. I was like,
I don't think the man here.
But you do go like, I was like,
English.
But that's kind of what you sound like.
No.
Yeah.
I've heard myself. I don't sound like that.
Yeah.
What do you sound like?
I sound like a normal person talking.
But sometimes you're like, but I was like, and I was like, ah, like that.
Really? You know what you sound like? You sound like someone at the doctor's office and they stick the little thing down their tonsils.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what you sound like. That's not what I sound like when I talk. I sound like a person talking.
No.
No.
It's terrible.
No.
I'm not sure why they can't tell me
something. Oh, more wine, Cindy. Like there it is.
Bullshit. You do it all the time.
When?
You and my husband.
What does he say?
Jeff makes something all the time, like the way I say fabulous or like how I'm doing. Or
fabulous is one of your things.
I do say fabulous a lot. Because I'm fabulous and I feel fabulous.
Say it again.
Fabulous.
No, say what you are.
Fabulous.
But you say, I am fabulous?
I am fabulous.
And you feel?
Fabulous.
You used to say, when I was in New York, I visited you in New York, you wore a mink coat one time.
Because it was so warm.
And you were like, I wear this mink coat because I'm fabulous.
I'm fabulous. The problem with many people these days is they have low self-esteem.
Will you get another mink?
Not anytime soon. Not the child and a dog and all the crazies in the city here. They're like, you know, PETA.
PETA, I know, crazy, someone will probably throw fucking blood on you.
It's not really my stuff. I mean, like, and look what I wear every day. You know, I have the baby. I wear workout attire and jeans.
He took a crazy shit today.
Tom, let me tell you, sometimes I have awakened shit. It's like cleaning my husband's diaper. If my husband were to wear a diaper, that's often what I feel like when I... You know what I do? I literally clean up shit 90% of my day.
Yeah.
Between Weston, who shits 3 or 4 times a day, Clout, who shits 3 or 4 times a day, my husband, who on occasion likes to just leave me his shits.
In the toilet?
Oh, he loves to. Surprise! I made something for you.
Oh, please. Look.
That's funny.
Pause that for me. Look at this. Look at the hand.
Oh, my God. Do not start leaving your shits behind for me. And do not send me pictures of your shit.
Oh, man. Listen please. To this.
It's like a snake. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
I get enough shit.
I haven't really ever... That gave me a good idea. I've never really... Trick Christina into seeing.
No, I knew this was coming. How did I know you're gonna do this?
I don't know, man.
No, babe, I don't want it.
Just little surprises.
That's our one boundary is pooing.
Yeah, but
we talk about it, but we don't actually see each other's shit.
But I mean, that's kind of like leaving somebody a note, you know?
Mm.
If I leave a shit, it's kind of like, hey, I'm thinking about you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
No, I don't want to smell. I smell it already. I don't want to see it.
He claims it's an accident. Accent. Or he'll flush once.
Yeah.
Or walk in on him. He'll listen to this.
Oh, listen to this.
Wait, Jeff wipes.
Jeff, her
he's
husband.
A big fan of your wiping. So
big
this
fan
drives
of
me absolutely, absolutely mad. Like, totally insane.
Yeah.
It furies me to no end. I don't understand
what is it.
Okay, so when Jeff shits, after he's done shitting, he bends over, spits in clean toilet paper.
What?
Yeah, and I walk in on this all the fucking time.
Walks in
with his ass cheeks spread wide open, and like the toilet paper that he's like wiping with the spit on it. And what I don't understand is, A, why would you not use water, which is right there in the faucet?
Right, the sink,
To your left, right there is the sink with running water. We have water.
Yeah.
I also have baby wipes in every fucking bathroom. Because I'm a baby.
Yeah.
Those both are very effective to clean your ass.
He likes to spit.
He likes to use a spit. He thinks it works great.
Doesn't your dad do that?
He's like, I can't just get up.
That's what Top Dog does.
Dude, he does that. Well, it's a little different. I
go work and go from the stall. Excuse me, especially with all the Chinese colleagues, and you know, I think it's probably from the Chinese he works with that he learns it, the spitting. But
they like to spit on the sidewalk.
They spit everywhere.
Yeah.
They spit. I mean, when I was in Chinese class, about it, picking their nose, spitting, and burping.
You know where else I saw a lot of
nose
picking?
It's my kind of people.
A lot of nose picking.
Where?
When I was in Spain for a semester, in Madrid, it's totally normal for everyone to pick their nose in public.
And I hope I get emails about this. For 6 months, from teenagers to college students to middle-aged people, on the subway, in class, in restaurant, everywhere I went nearly every day, I would see no less than 10 people a day picking their nose. I thought it was part of Spanish culture.
Maybe it is.
And I'm a spick.
I know.
It's who I am.
But I'd like to live there if that's the case, because you know that I love
to pick your
a
nose.
A good nose picking.
Public.
I just don't get it. It's in a lot of cultures they do that. Indians,
yeah,
too.
I saw
Indians,
it.
And all Asians, first of all. Every Asian I know has no problem
picking
shame. Picking their nose and spitting.
Spitting and picking. I've noticed a lot of Chinese will just spit on the sidewalk.
Yeah. And pick their teeth and belt in your face. It's so gross. And the teachers always smell, and they always have food in their teeth. They always burped in class. It was awful because they all smell like sesame oil and like fish guts.
Really?
They always burped in class.
Oh, so gross.
Do you know what?
I hate it after lunch. It's always.
And what Dad does about with regard to. Okay, if he's at work.
Yeah.
And he takes an explosive shit, he says that the shit will get on his butt cheeks. From like taking a diarrhea explosion.
Like Wesson today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he says when he's there, because there's a stall that he has to shut.
He has to hold hands or what?
No. He says to clean his butt cheeks. Not his butt.
Yeah.
That he spits on the paper and cleans his butt cheeks.
It's like Jeff. That's what he does. It's so gross.
But Jeff does that for his hole.
Yeah.
The dad does it for his cheeks.
Oh. I like the distinction that I made there.
And I didn't remember that. So thank you for doing that. Yeah.
So gross.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Think of all the bacteria in your mouth that you're just rubbing onto your fucking
asshole.
Yeah, I just don't get it.
Tomatoes.
You have other options. Yeah, when you have other options, why would you not?
No, but a dad's saying when there's no option.
Yeah. I would just get up, wash my hands, and be like, oh, I think I have to go again, and then.
Yeah, it's amazing. Let's watch the game.
Okay.
Can I put the game on?
Yeah.
That was it.
That was it, man.
I can't believe that Jeff does something similar to what Top Dog does.
I know, on his own. He's his own man.
Yeah, he's meant to be in the Segura clan.
So what'd you think of that call, man? Or that not a call, that was a live interview.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Look, I've known Maria now for more than 8 years, right?
Or something like that.
7, 8 years. And I've heard this casually. And you know what? Everyone's entitled to their opinion.
Yeah.
Everyone has a different life experience. And, you know, that's her assessment of it. And that's,
that's the genuine thing right there.
That's you real
got,
talk.
You got real Maria right there.
That's real talk.
Yeah. She gave it to you raw and uncut, and that's why we love her.
There
thanks,
you go.
Maria.
This is a classic.
Yeah.
A little remix on the classic. I love this. I love this.
Would you rather?
Yeah.
Jeans, would you rather be either never allowed to floss again, ever?
Oh, no.
Or every time you floss, you have to collect your stinky white tooth gunk and put it up your nose like you're picking a booger and you just push it
stop,
in your nose.
Stop, stop, stop,
how
stop,
gross
stop,
is
stop,
that?
Stop. Yeah. You know what? As much as I love to floss now,
yeah,
I can revert to the times of not flossing. You understand? Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like I can block that out.
Because there was
out.
A time.
There was a time I didn't yeah. floss as diligently.
Yeah. yeah.
But to roll up that stuff, it smells unbelievable. Oh. Even when you floss every day,
yeah.
it smells terrible.
It always smells.
What would you do?
God, it's disgusting.
And I don't know why it's
you know
so
what?
Gross.
Thinking about the smell alone is making my eyes water.
I know, I know.
And it's making me take the first option. As much as I endorse flossing now, I think I would just go back to never floss. If the other option is smelling the tooth and putting it in your nose. I know.
Stop it. It's so gross. I can't even smell
it's
my
not
own
even,
floss.
It's not even debatable. It's never flossing again. And that was submitted to us.
Some people never do floss, ever.
Yeah.
They don't know the difference. You can get used to that life
yeah.
again. I'm sorry. Who was it sent to us by?
That was John Anderson.
Ugh.
That is disgusting.
Thanks, John for horrifying us.
In Cincinnati this week, I was approached by Giggity Greg.
Oh, I know that guy on Twitter, right?
Yeah.
I know that name.
His lovely fiance, Mara, they're getting married in September in Cincinnati, and they're looking for an officiant?
To officiate.
Yes. We had a discussion about it. It's very interesting. He approached me with an off-the-cuff, would you rather? Would you like
to
hear it?
Okay, yeah, I love these.
Would you rather be Shaquille O'Neal's cum dog or every time you take a shit the shit comes out of your penis or vagina? Marinate on that for a second.
Fuck, I mean Shaq would devastate you.
Here's my thinking on it. Can I tell you my thoughts on it?
Yeah. Devastate.
If you shit out of your dick,
yeah,
you're going to come to this point early on, really, where you're like, oh, that's just what happens to me. Like, it's going to be, you're going to know not everybody does that.
Right.
You're going to know that nobody else does that. But you're also just going to be, you're going to be accustomed to it. You're going to have your own system. You're going to know to where you need to go. You're going to know how you need to clean your dick. You're gonna know all the little ins and outs.
But what if Shaq has a tiny peener and it's not so bad?
Because
he could
matter.
Have a tiny peener.
Let me tell you something. It doesn't matter. If you're Shaq's cum dog, that is your only thing in life. The point is, if you're shitting out of your dick, you can still live a full life, okay? You just have this one hang up that's gross. But if you're Shaq's cum dog, your only purpose in life is just servicing Shaq's milking needs.
Oh boy.
He is just, whether it's big or small, his dong, there's 340 pounds, 7'1" fucking behemoth just emptying his loads into you. It's not the kind of existence you want.
But a cum dog, I thought the cum dog just sucks the cum.
Right.
You don't have to take it in your body.
Well, it's in your mouth.
Well, here's
sure.
the thing. Okay. Well, here's the thing. If I don't want to shit out of my vagina. Ever. And it's not something you could contain or... I mean, your sexual partner will have to deal with that. Like, imagine you put your face down there, babe, and you're like, oh, it smells like shit. Like, it'll always smell like shit.
I don't know, because sometimes assholes don't smell like shit.
Yeah, but if you shit out of your vagina...
If you cleaned it up and you hadn't shit in a few hours...
I don't know. It's too big of an opening and...
I don't know. We need to get, I guess, some medical opinions on this. But I'll call one of my doctor friends about this.
I would
tomorrow.
Rather be Shaq's cum dog.
Are you fucking serious right now?
Yeah.
You would rather be Shaq's cum dog.
Well, here's why, too, okay?
Yeah.
He'll probably take care of you.
No, he won't. That's not the role of a cum dog.
But his backyard's much nicer than ours.
Yeah, that's true, but it's still, you're tied up in the backyard. Your tits are in clamps. No,
I don't want the clamps. We talked about this.
It's like a lion with a mane. That's what they look like. That's just what they look like.
But I don't want that. Look, can I
zebras
not?
Zebras have stripes. Cum dogs have their tits in a clamp.
I don't want the clamped tits.
It doesn't matter what you want. You're a CD.
But I don't want to shit out of my vagina.
Well, that's why it's a would you rather, and apparently it's a really good one.
I'd rather be a cum dog, because I could run away. I could run away.
Shaq doesn't no, let but things maybe run I could away. Run. You're going to be a
I'm
CD.
I'm
going
to run away.
No, it's your only purpose in life. I can't believe my wife wants to be Shaq's cum dog.
Over shitting out of my vagina.
You guys, if we could please on Twitter hit up Shaq and let him know that Christina wants to be his cum dog.
I don't know.
He's got a few million followers, but maybe we can make an impact.
Get a retweet?
Yeah, that'd be great. Well, at least he might be like, all right, what's up with that cum dog?
What's a cum dog? He won't even ask. He'll just accept it.
And finally, here's a great would you rather from the great Black Lagooner.
Oh, yes, of course.
He submitted this.
We know that guy.
Yeah, a few weeks ago, but hey, we just got to it now. Would you rather have a literal poop tooth, a tooth made of
a poop tooth
that you could pull and scoop out every morning, but it slowly grows back during the day? Mm-hmm. You taste and you smell the poop tooth in your mouth pretty much constantly. Food and mints and gum are mildly effective, but it's still poop in your mouth. Or would you rather have all the hair on your body be Play-Doh, and it squeezes out of your skin like Play-Doh? Fun factory, it comes out faster during moments of exertion or strain. It's the color of your regular hair, but it comes out in thick cords like spaghetti. It would scrape off, detach, dry out, and otherwise behave like regular Play-Doh.
But it's the same color as your normal...
Right. So whatever hair color you have, it looks like that, but it's Play-Doh.
I would take that option.
Over a poop tooth?
Yeah, dude. I don't want shit in my mouth. But here's the thing, though. I like Play-Doh. I like the smell of it. I like the consistency of it.
Yeah.
I grew up with it. I'm fond of it. It would actually be easier to get rid of the normal hair, body hair, I think.
And it leads me to believe that, you know, it does scrape off like Play-Doh does, but it comes right back out.
That's
so maybe you're not bald for that long.
And it's mushy. It'll mush down. Mm-hmm. So you'd have to try to keep it off of you at all times.
Yeah.
But that's better than a shit tooth. What I mean? Like a shit tooth will ruin your life.
I got to tell you, they're both interesting options. The shit tooth is horrifying.
It'll ruin your love. It'll ruin everything.
Yeah.
You can't have a career. You can't have love.
And you pull it out.
Oh, God.
You pull it out every day.
Yeah.
And a shit tooth is growing back in.
Everybody sees it. There's no masking.
People are always, you know, you take your shit tooth out, it's gone, but people are always like, hey, you smell that? And you got to play it off. Be like,
I don't like it. I don't want anything poop related. That'll ruin your life.
I like that you got your work
so
up.
Mad.
She's
yeah, this
so
is the thought
upset
of it.
About this.
Well, because it's so it's so intrusive. It's your life is completely ruined by poo.
Yeah.
Completely.
Well, I think you got our answer. I think we'd both take Play-Doh hair.
Easy.
Thanks for those submissions. As always, you can send us your emails, yourmomspodcast@gmail.com. That is yourmomspodcast@gmail.com.
And I massage my calves. I tore those muscles up.
Tore those muscles right in half. Thank you guys for listening to the show.
Thank you, Jeans. We love you.
We love you very much. We appreciate everything that you are to us. You are our very special mommies.
You guys are.
We will be back here the same time next week. And
got a lot of good guests coming up too.
We do. We have a couple next week, and I don't know how many episodes we'll have out. I think we're going to put out one next week, and then one the week after. Maybe we'll be able to get two out again one of these weeks.
That'd be cool.
That'd be fun. I like that we did that.
What a fun! This has been a fun month.
Yeah, it's been a fun time,
man. I love
man.
This song. I used to goth out hard to this one.
Oh, shit, man.
Well, human fly.
Well, you guys know what to do. Go to yourmomshousepodcast.com.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll see you guys out there on the road and back here on more episodes. Thanks again. We love you.
Love you, Jeans.
is 96. As I got a garbage brain, it's driving me insane. And I don't like the ride, so push that destiny aside. And baby, I won't care, cause baby, I don't scare. Cause I'm a reborn maggot using Jim Warfare. I'm a demon fly, I still feel why I see the stars, I ain't as cheap because I'm a unzipped fly, and I don't know why, I don't know why, but I say, rock tonight, I say, rock it right, and I say, but I don't know why, just don't know why.